This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tidy tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Welcome to Tuesday. Carrie Bickmore.
It's going to be hard to come down today from the delight that was Amy Shark in my pool yesterday.
Well, I mean, we might have the mother of all announcements, because we've got another Spice Girls update in just under half an hour's time.
And we know nothing about this update today. No, we know nothing other than we're going to be sort of happy, we've been told.
Yeah. I've got a feeling in my waters, Bickmore.
What's
your feeling?
How
you've always said, trust your waters?
Yep.
My waters are feeling good.
Okay.
They're feeling good. Spicy. They're feeling girly.
That's never good.
I think it's something
usually
I had
means
last
an infection.
Night, yeah, okay. So I'm either going to need a treatment or something. Anyway, we'll find out soon. Buzzy.
I was going to say, I feel it is a good thing as well, because we want to paint the picture. We're not in the granny flat today. We're all as one in the studio.
Yeah.
It's weird seeing you in 3D, to be honest, Buzz.
Yeah, it's great seeing you guys for the first time in a long time.
You smell amazing.
How are you feeling, Carrie, though? You're out of the granny flat. You're in a different surrounding.
It is weird. And my daughter has her first cold, and so I brought her to work with me, and she's coughing and spluttering everywhere. So I'm infecting everyone. So it's good. I'm feeling
You've
good.
You've got a little snot rocket strapped to your chest.
Yep. Yeah, I want to see if you're feeling good after this, because a couple of weeks ago during Raptor Raw, we had a little conversation, and it went a bit like this.
I like to think of your job as like autopilot. You know how pilots just set and then they just sit there?
Yeah.
That's
love for you to come over here and try doing my job and saying how easy it actually is.
Well, we should do that one day. Yeah. Swap jobs. Well,
I
mean,
I agree, Carrie Bickmore. And I reckon today, seeing as you're not in the granny flat and you are here in the studio with me, today's the day that we are going to swap jobs.
Okay, good.
Great.
Give me the panel.
Are you ready for this? Are you going to let Bickmore fire off this song, or are you going to teach her and then we'll do it in the next
one? Does that mean everyone has to listen to you talk?
Yeah, which is great, because I've got some great content.
What,
I nearly
Buzz,
said something that I shouldn't have said. I'm true in Bickmore fashion. So we're going to do one of my favourites, Genius or Idiot, next.
Yep, and I'm going to do that segment.
I've got 3 minutes to show you how to use the panel.
Fun!
All right, and this is all going to be on Instagram as well, so you can see Bickmore fail.
Well, mate.
I
said it.
My waters aren't the only thing that's spicy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy show. Are we live on air?
We are, I think so.
Are we on? Are we on?
Have I pressed the right button?
It's sounding good so far.
So Bickmore, this is your first time behind the desk here, because Buzz went, oh, well, you think you can do my job.
Actually, can you play the replay that...
What am I playing? That song
just
again?
The replay of
Don't
the...
play that song
Replay of what?
Oh, it's not fun when people throw audio at you that you haven't planned, is it?
Well, it would be okay if that was my job, but it's not my job.
Okay. So what's happened here is Bickmore said an offhand comment about she'd be good at Buzz's job, and Buzz has put her behind the panel. Now, Buzzy, you said you're nervous. Are you nervous because you don't think it's going to go well, or are you nervous because if she does it real well...
I don't have a job tomorrow, I reckon. I'm a little bit, you know when, Tommy, you brought it up off air, when someone else is driving your car?
Yes.
That's how I kind of feel at the moment, watching you and not having any control of what's going on right now, because I'm a little bit of a control freak.
It's funny listening to you talk, because you struggle to talk and press the buttons at the same time.
Oh, righto,
mate.
It's
so lovely hearing you chat.
Oh, wow.
You haven't even pressed any buttons yet.
Oh, well, Bickmore, we're doing Genius or Idiot. Could you fire off the opener?
I sure can.
Carrie and Tommy.
Okay, so just so people know how it works, give us an idiot. Oh, wow.
Yep.
And give us a genius?
Yep.
Oh, Buzzy.
I'm in trouble. Good. I'm in trouble. I'm not looking good real early on.
Give us a dun-dun.
Bit much?
What about crickets? Is there any crickets in there that you
could... Oh, there's definitely some crickets. Cheep, cheep.
Yeah. That is one of Buzz's tricks. Yeah. When he can't find the button, he just makes the sound effect.
Okay,
amazing.
She's good.
Buzz, is this going how you were hoping?
I'm not that slow usually.
You've gone a certain shade of rosé, we'll call it.
Yeah, no, I'm feeling real nervous.
Are we doing anything? Are we doing anything Lion King related?
No. Can I be honest? You know what we are doing? We're currently doing this. That's where you play the opener.
Oh, why do you have the Lion King?
What else you got there?
Oh, let's see. What else? Oh, this one. Yeah, how about this one?
Oh, Chariots of Fire. That's a classic.
Hang on, can I come around and fire one off?
Yeah. Okay.
This has really backfired. This was my moment.
Okay, open that one up.
One?
Yep, you just pick one.
Hey, Buzzy.
Yeah.
You got to talk into that, though.
Buzzy, pretend like you've got a big announcement.
All right, guys, you'll never believe what's coming up a bit later. Genius or Idiot, right now. Let's do it.
Over here.
Genius.
Here. Just here.
So you know what?
How do I stop that? How do I stop that?
You know what I'm learning here? I'm learning that it takes two people to do my job.
Buzz, throw to it again.
We're doing this.
Put me back in charge of it. Okay, is it time to do it?
Yeah, let's do this. No, that's not it. How do you stop them?
Can we just
carry on? All right,
let's do it.
All right, I'm gonna start.
I like the impro game more, where we just
Chariots of Fire still going.
Still going.
Oh, that feels good. Just let's give it a bit of
inspo.
Tell us what you're thinking, Buzzy.
All right, well, this is the genius review.
Now say it slower.
This is...
Say it prouder.
An absolutely genius idea, and I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
You know how you have smoke alarms in your kitchen, and every time you cook with them, like you're doing a roast or toast or whatever, and they go off, and you've got to get the tea towel, and you've got to like fan it like that?
Under the smoke alarm.
What about a smoke alarm that is voice-activated, and when you say... Hey Google, hey smoke alarm. actually, cross promotion with Google. Hey smoke alarm, I'm cooking.
Oh, sorry.
And then it stops.
That's a really good idea.
Actually, you know what? Thank you. Yeah. Hey, we got Adrian here on the phone. Adrian, what's your thoughts on Carrie?
Carrie doesn't know how to put in calls on
I
me.
Do. Are you there, Adrian?
No, that's not. You've got it made on the screen, I reckon.
Oh. Buzz, yeah, on the phone.
Buzz always hits the screen.
Yeah, over
just
here.
Hit the screen. Okay. Maybe if you just speak up.
Hit the screen.
Are you there, Adrian?
Adrian's here.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, we got him.
G'day, Adrian. How are you?
What do you think, Adrian?
Good. I think Kerry is a genius.
Give yourself one, Vickers.
lose your job.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian. You're not helping here, mate. Get rid of Adrian, Kerry. Well,
you don't know how to do it.
Hang on.
Buzz,
no, you're right, I don't.
I can hang up on him.
Yeah,
I did. I got rid of him.
Have you got one, Tommy?
I didn't know I could do that.
Have we got time for one more, Karen?
Nah.
No, we're getting the wind up.
Okay, great.
Yeah, so let's go out on a bit of...
Can you play a song?
No, she can't. There's no way.
Can I play a song? Yes, I can. Where do I do that?
Oh, it really peters out, doesn't it?
Yep, just hit that button right there.
I feel like we've gone full community radio.
Amazing.
Turn the mics up before someone swears.
Do I turn the mic off?
Yeah. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Notice I dressed Addie in her little tradie baby pants today.
The tradie baby pants.
Unicorns
they look so
all over them.
Comfortable.
So cute.
I'm wearing my tradie jocks.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah.
Look.
Okay.
Me too. Look, guys.
Hey! Buzz tricked us.
Hold on. Why is it weird that I have to look at yours and then I show you mine and you go, ooh.
Don't know.
Talk about underwear if you've just joined us.
Taking my pants off.
Well, I wasn't sure because Buzz then goes, look at mine, and he tricked us and he was wearing no jocks again.
Yeah.
So he always gets
us. I need
us.
Some tradies. That's what I need.
Bickers.
Yeah.
We need to talk about something.
Mm-hmm.
It's our life online
mm-hmm.
and our Instagram interactions.
Yeah.
I think we've got real beef that we need to sort out.
You and me?
Yes.
Oh, no, I think we're going well.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because I'm throwing you some shade and it's going down well.
It started a long time ago where I was killing for an online interaction from you because you never like photos. Everyone's that you comment under, you never like.
And I forget that that's even a feature.
No, you don't.
I do. I genuinely don't like anybody's
Sometimes
anything.
I see your thumb hover over the like button
that's
and you go,
just not true.
Nah, or that, nah.
My like rate would be very low.
Well, I wish I was still getting no interactions because now I'm getting interactions and I don't like
Which
it.
Ones don't you like?
Sunday night, I put up the project photo.
So every Sunday night you put up a project of you at the project, of you at the project desk doing something
different.
Funny.
Yeah. So everyone else is normal and I'm doing something a bit wacky. It's not just me. Some other people happen to like them, mate.
Yeah.
And I wrote, my caption under this one was, I'm running out of ideas.
Yeah.
And you commented under, yeah, you are, and we've lost interest. And it got nearly more likes than my hot photo got, which,
mate,
once again,
can't
you didn't
help
like.
It, you know.
But I feel like, in what was a beautiful display of instant karma, then yesterday, I feel like your online interactions came back to bite you in the ass because
are you talking
I
about a ball sack.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I put up a photo of me and you and Amy Shark, and me and you were dressed as sharks, and I didn't know. I didn't know. You you can check it out. We've just put up a zoomed in photo on our Instagram, Carrie Tommy Show.
I do have a ball sack.
Yeah, you do. You've got two thumping nuts in your shark suit there. And because you messaged me and you said, "How's my ball sack in your photo?" And I went, "What?" And it wasn't until then I went and looked at it and I saw all the comments. The first one is Carrie Moose Knuckle ? Explanation mark. And then, oh gosh, hang on, where have we gone? Oh no. Oh, Carrie, because instead of baby shark, someone's done Carrie's balls. Do, 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 do. Is it just me or has Carrie got balls?
I do look like something's going on down there though, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And I thought, oh, I could offer to remove it or I could offer to change it or anything like that, or even just say in the caption, hey guys, don't focus on Carrie's nuts in this photo. But then I thought, because of your comments the night before, that we would simply repost the photo.
Zoomed in.
And just a zoomed in on the nuts shot. Any time? Are you going to give it a like?
No. Nope.
Damn it.
The war
a shot.
Continues. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. You're just brushing your blonde fringe away, mate.
Yeah, I know. Let's give it some.
I'm eating my hair. Is that normal for women to eat your hair?
If you have just joined in, we are about to do this.
Yo, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Spice Girls Update. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. I just said Spice Girls Update. I wanna. Spice Girls Update!
Yes. We've come in costume.
Well, we haven't come in costume. We arrived at work and there were costumes laid out for us and we were told to go get changed.
We were forced into costume.
Yeah. Shall I describe what you're wearing?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're Sporty Spice. You've got a red crop top on.
Yeah.
A lot of midriff.
A boob tube.
A boob tube. Actually, it's not a boob tube.
Is this not a boob tube?
No, because it's a halter top.
If you take off the strings that go around your neck.
Then you've got a pair of Adidas pants on. Actually,
yes.
They're not Adidas.
Three-stripe pants too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Adonis.
Oh. No,
they're
Adonis
pants.
Sorry. Hang on. And no, upon inspection,
you've got four stripes.
They're two stripes. No, they're just two.
Stripes.
And I thought I had Adidas jumpsuit. I have, yes, Carrie, you're quite right. Yep. Adonis pants.
Yeah, and you've got a dark brown long haired wig on, and I've never seen you look happier.
I don't. Oh well, I don't remember Sporty wearing Adonis, but I feel pretty good.
Yeah,
I've gone the more comfortable option.
Yeah. Mm. Now the other person that's looking just as happy as you is the other woman in the studio.
Yeah. Well, when we suggested we dress up as Spice Girls, my only two requests were nothing too revealing and nothing tight.
I just went in.
And they are both of those things.
Buzzers is so tight and the dress is so short.
Yeah.
It's bright pink.
I saw everything. Don't worry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. When he was sitting down, someone had to do up his boots.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, my ass is sweating. I said, why? And he goes, because my ass is out against the chair.
Bare skin.
Yeah. You've got to keep your legs together, mate.
I'm trying to. But I'm also in 6-inch heels that I'm not used to wearing.
It's 2019. You put your legs wherever you want, mate.
You've got white thigh-high boots on, a tight pink sequin dress, a blonde wig, and a pink ribbon in your hair.
Yeah. Mm. Do I look beautiful?
And you look stunning, mate. You look stunning.
In fact, I look so boring compared to you.
No, you look great.
You look great because you're wearing an iconic outfit. I'm wearing the flag
on my dress.
The Union Jack from the Olympics? Not Sydney ones, from the Olympics? Was that the Olympic performance?
What?
Was that the Olympics?
Isn't it in one of the film clips?
Isn't it in Wannabe? No. Spice World, maybe?
Oh, okay. That's good. You're Ginger.
And I'm wearing a red wig, yes.
How does the red feel?
To be fair, I have been dark brown before.
Yes.
We know that.
Paid.
I may need to go into a red stage.
You just, if someone pays enough, you'll go red?
Possibly.
That's great.
Yep.
I am going to regret saying this, but you can see the photos and the videos of us in our Spice Girls outfits.
You want to?
Hey, you just asked me to take a photo of you so it could be your new screensaver.
Yeah,
so
I want to set up a Tinder account, see if I can get a couple of gals.
Yeah. So anyway, the reason we're dressed like this is because we've been told by our producer, Sonda, that there's a special update coming.
It's got to be big.
Is
if we're
time?
Dressed up, it's
is it
be
time?
Big.
Ready?
Not yet.
When?
Soon.
Soon when?
What soon means today?
Today. I wouldn't get you all dressed up for
nothing.
Well,
you would, yes.
Actually, I would. This is the best thing I've ever done as a producer.
Okay,
Please head to the Carrie and Tommy Instagram page to see Buzz's baby spots.
No, don't do that.
How long will we have to wear this get-up for before we can tell our listeners what's happening?
You know I'm not good at math, but I think an hour?
So we definitely have an announcement today. Because if not, I'm keeping
just
the
key. Just say yes, mate.
Yes, we
okay,
do.
Good. Okay, good.
It's very exciting. I don't know what to say. I don't want to be too excited.
Just say the truth.
That's clear.
Yeah, we have
you're
a
not saying
massive,
much.
Massive,
sell
massive,
thank you.
Massive announcement. Biggest, best thing we've ever done
no,
on
not,
this station.
Okay, great.
On the station.
Wow.
Yes, full
what?
Stop.
Wow.
Flat out the best
did
thing
she,
that's ever
did
happened.
She just put a full stop on it.
She did.
She's serious.
It's like when you're in the car and you've got your text message system and you have to put in the full stops.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
full
the commas.
Stop,
otherwise
stop,
the yeah.
Stop.
Otherwise the sentence just all bleeds
okay.
into one.
So we have to stay
4:30.
In the kit. Do we have 4:30. To stay in the kit?
4:30. Stay in the kit for an hour.
Okay. All right.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, you know what's happened here.
I can't take you seriously dressed as a woman with a crop top on.
Well, we got dressed up as Spice Girls.
Yeah.
And
we need to keep doing our regular show.
I don't know what we're doing.
We're doing it. Just says Tommy Slide.
I know I'm meant to have prepared something to talk about
is
here.
Is it sliding into your DMs now? Is your dress like this?
Do you have any?
Oh, gosh.
No, it's
that
got
slide. To do with the big slide in Europe.
Yes,
the one that
you said there was one that killed people. No?
Guys, I'm
no,
not sure.
No, it was described as a killing machine. I don't think anyone died. Mate, this is your segment.
I'm really
I'm
not sure.
I'm helping you here.
I'm really not sure. I'm sorry, mate.
Spanish officials have closed the country's longest slide just 48 hours after it was opened as users kept flying off the end. The 38-metre slide found in the popular tourist resort of
okay.
Estepona,
yep.
Costa del Sol, was launched to save...
Mate,
that's going to help
I was,
him.
I was overheating.
He's taking his wig off like that's going to help him.
Okay. So should we do when have you been on a slide in
no.
Spain?
Okay.
No,
so
1310-60, when have you been thrown off a slide?
No, they built a slide to save pedestrians walking 10 minutes, right? Down
right.
to the bottom.
Okay.
They thought, we'll just put a slide there and it can take people down. It looks so great. Fun down this rock wall. Only people started getting... friction burns and grazes because the slide was so bloody fast they hadn't done a proper check.
God, have I prepared something good for you.
What?
Because do you remember last week...
Thank you for doing the work for you.
Thank That's, you. Yes. You're the best co-host Great. Ever. Do you remember last week when we did this little segment?
Prince Ali, fabulous sea, Prince Ali, baba.
Gingeries, Jim and Jerry's, Gingeries.
One of my favourite segments.
It was such a great segment and I thought, wow, this is a story that involves a slide and potentially hurting people.
Yeah.
So, Buzz, if you wouldn't mind.
Prince Ali, fabulous sea, Prince Ali, baba.
Slid injury, slide injury, slid injury. Slide injuries is what we're doing,
okay.
Or slid injuries.
Sure.
Would you prefer that I didn't get involved and it was better when I forgot what
I
we were
feel
doing?
Like, yes.
Even because you know what, a voice started going through my head, going, "That's what you're doing, slide injuries."
Yeah.
And I was like, "That makes no sense. No one got injured in this story, and that's a real
no,
massive
people
reach."
People did get injured.
No, they didn't.
Friction
they just
burns
it.
And grazes. They
oh
did.
Yeah, okay.
That's an
we're on
they
topic.
Injuries. It's like
yeah.
I'll give you an injury. It's like when you go to the park and you see a child being put on a slide for the first time. One of those tube ones. You don't see what's happening as they're coming down, and then they fly out the other end head first. Smack bang on the ground.
You know what that is?
Yep. Prince Ali.
I wish we got a shorter version of that.
I don't know why we didn't ask about this one. Okay. There it goes. That's the good stuff. We're after on 131060. Give us a call. Slide injuries.
I remembered one. I was going down a slide with Evie on my lap.
Yep.
And she fell off halfway down the slide, flung over the edge, and I flung over and caught her just in time.
Did you?
Yep. I did.
And were you injured?
No.
That's
so
not,
it doesn't really count,
it's not,
does
not
it?
A slid injury. But give
There's
us a call 131060. It's a very good slide story.
Yep.
We're looking for slide stories in which you get injured. Give us a call 131060. Slid injuries.
One more time.
Slid injury, slide injury, slid injury.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
A lot of like commercial radio gets a bad rap sometimes and people think, oh, it's just people cross-dressing and doing big stunts. And it's nice to see we've completely met that target at the moment.
But we are doing relatable chat.
Yeah.
Also another requirement.
Yes,
we're
that is
talking
true.
About a town in Spain where they built a $45,000 slide so that people didn't have to walk 10 minutes down a hill.
It's pretty great.
Only they've shut it down because they called it the killing machine. They were worried someone was going to die because it was so fast that people were flying off the end.
The killing machine makes me want to ride it more. It makes it sound like a really cool ride at a theme park and then you
know
reckon it's just a slide.
What is a killing machine? When you were younger and they used to put a slide with detergent on the grass out the back and then it would end with the concrete driveway.
Yeah.
That's a killing machine.
My slip and slide just went into the wall. So the house would stop you. Yeah.
How many times did you smash your head?
Yeah, that's why I'm like I am.
That explains things, yes.
It beat my head into shape. Cara from Brisbane, I no longer know what we're talking about. Cara can help us.
Let's play the opener.
But Cara called. Cara knows why she called. Okay, sorry.
Slit injuries.
Oh, that's right.
Slide injuries.
That's great stuff.
Slit
injuries. Have you called for a slit injury, Cara?
Yes, I have.
What happened?
You know the old school slides that you used to get with like your swing sets, the metal ones, and they're like a frame?
Oh, that would be so hot in summer.
Yes, yes. I was 5 years old and I was going down it, like sliding down, and it actually tipped halfway and I hit some bricks on the bricks on the floor and split my chin open. There was blood everywhere and I got like 5 stitches.
Cara, I'm so sorry. That's a fantastic call. I just need to speak to my co-host, Carrie, for a second. Mm. Hey, Carrie, that's quite a heartbreaking story. Why are we doing this segment?
What do you mean?
Like, are people just going to call us with their injuries?
You did ask for slid injuries.
Yeah, but I thought they'd be fun and uplifting, and that was just
injuries
Cara,
rarely
when she just
fun.
Hurt herself as a child.
No, but she's good now. You're good now, aren't you, Cara?
Yeah, I've got an awesome scar, though.
Amazing.
Melissa, do you have another heartbreaking story for us?
Yeah, guys, I got two words, school camp.
School camp.
I'm a teacher and we had one of the kids go down a giant grass slide so fast that he came off and hit the water and fractured his jaw.
His jaw?
Yeah, kid you not.
Kid you not.
It was scary as hell.
Oh my gosh. And what do you do as a teacher then? Do you just run away?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
We were like an hour away from all local paramedics and everything. So it took like 45 minutes for the paramedics to come. It was
Do you alert the parents straight away or do you fix the situation and then tell them after you had a little incident? Oh,
so
really?
We had to call them straight away because it was head injuries.
Just as well, we're not teachers.
Yeah, I would have run. I would have still had my kid instincts and I'm like, oh, run. Let's go to Cheryl. Cheryl, what happened?
My son got stuck up on the slide, so I went up to save him, and we went down the slide together, and I broke his leg.
And more.
Oh, wow.
More heartbreaking chat. Oh.
He's fine now. He's healed. He's perfect.
He's got a fear of slides, but
He did for a while. He wouldn't go down at all, not with anyone, or me himself.
And have you still got this child, or has it been taken off you?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Filling me with so much joy, because you guys are dressed up as female Spice Girls. They're all Spice Girls. You're Sporty Spice
Girls.
Tommy.
Yes.
And you're Baby Spice. Yes. And the complaining that has been going on the last 20 minutes, you quite genuinely, I had to run out before of the booth and say to everyone, the producers, I think Tommy's about to pass out and bring you in sugar because you were faint because of your get-up.
I was overheating in a wig.
Mate, welcome to being a woman.
Yeah, well, Sonda tied my hair up and it's the best thing I've ever... Oh, my shoulder's got so much air in me now.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I took my hair off and that's a great option to have because shave your head and wigs all the time.
There's injuries that happen when you're a woman. Like, I remember one Logie's after I had...
What do you mean? Okay, is this going to be intense?
No, to do with outfits. Like when I, the year that
I thought we were
going
to get some real
downstairs
gear.
I just wanted to drop that in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I just had Addie.
When was that? 82? Was that with TV in colour then?
I just had Evie and I got my dress fitted and everything and it had a corset in it. But as the night went on and my boobs got bigger because I was breastfeeding, I had room in the corset for the bigger breasts. And by the time I got home, I had bruises underneath at the bottom of my boobs.
From fashion. Oh, well, from milk.
Yeah.
From milk and fashion.
I remember once I got dressed...
Can you not just pull a string on a corset and then it's like...
Oh, well, I'm going to do that while I'm sitting at the table next to Grant Denyer.
I'd love to see
Grant,
that so much. Imagine that. And the winner of the gold logie is Carrie Bickmore and then it just cuts to you. You're like, oh, well, celebration time. Time to unlace.
No, there was months that I got my hair and makeup done by someone I'd never had it done before and she said, I'll give you 3 layers of lashes, right? I was like, okay. And she put it on with such strong glue that I couldn't take it off, but I also couldn't blink very well, so I got dry eye. And I walked around with gritty dry eye all night, unable to blink. It's fashion, mate.
That's
fashion.
So good.
It's really hard being a woman.
It is hard being a woman. I'm finding that out. It's also hard being a man in a wig. And Buzz, how are you doing?
I'm struggling. My legs are cramping up because I'm in like 6-inch heels. I'm enjoying the height advantage that I have. Well, you're looking at my chest. Because
you know what's adorable?
Yeah.
Is because you've got a clear Perspex window on the front of your chest, but because you're sweating, it's fogging up. You've got this foggy little... It's like Titanic. I'm expecting to see a hand come and slap against it and slide down the window.
You've got to be careful with your boots, because what can happen when you wear high heel boots is your calves start to swell. And when you're a woman, you go out dancing at night and your calves swell and you get home and you can't get the boots off. So you either have to sleep in them or wake someone up in the house and get them to pull off.
Well, they're actually cramping and I can't sit down because my skirt is too short and I will flush everybody. I know.
I saw you.
I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah. Yeah. NS.
You know what was great? NS. A nutsack.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I was trying not to say that.
Oh.
Yes. I saw buzzers before.
Carrie saw my nutsack.
No, like you were clothed.
How was it? Was it stunning?
It was a shock for me.
Yeah. She'd never seen one that big.
I don't think
you
meant to brag about the size.
I don't think I am. Listen, it's all the swelling with the dress.
I would have also thought the bigger the nutsack, the smaller everything else looks. I think ideally you want to have a small one.
Okay, I think 13, 10, 16,
know what I'm doing.
I've got an idea.
Oh, I had an idea too.
Okay. How about you go and then I'll go?
Well, I was going to tear up our rundown.
Yeah.
And I reckon we should do this. We should do what don't guys know about being a woman? Because, like, we're learning about wearing clothes now.
Yes.
In the fashion. What are some things that you like? You know what else you don't know?
Yep.
This is hard. This is difficult.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. Because we're here. Suddenly, Buzz has got his nutsack out because his clothes are a bit revealing. Yeah. And his front window is fogging up.
And I'm surprisingly comfortable because I'm just dressed as a woman.
As a woman, yes. I got a dizzy head because my hair is too long. Give us a call. 131060. What don't guys know?
Yep.
What's tough about being a woman that we just don't understand?
All right, 131060, we'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And there's a whole lot of things I didn't know about dressing as a woman. My hair got hot, so I took it off.
Yep. You have the option to take it off.
Yes.
A lot of women with a lot of hair can't just take it off.
Do you know what Buzzy didn't realise about dressing as a woman?
Yep.
Sometimes his nuts come out. he's wearing quite
a
short.
You know, what he has discovered is sometimes between your boobs get sweaty.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's fogged up that window. It's fogged up your little latex window that you've got there, Buzzy. Give us a look at the latex window at the back of your dress. Very fogged. Very fogged. Laura, what else don't guys know about being a girl?
So they like us to look, our butts to look cute in jeans and in skirts, but it's like having dental floss down there.
Oh. Laura. Oh. The best part of the day is at the end of the day when you get home and you just take it off and put your big undies on.
It's really good.
That was like such a sexy wave. It was like so sexy.
The best part of the day is when you get home and you put your big undies on.
Yeah, put your huge jocks on.
And that's when I do my come over here and I'll give you a kiss.
Is it true, Laura, if you give a woman a wedgie in a G-string, you can actually cut them in half?
I don't want to try that.
Okay, that's a fair response.
Why do we do this to ourselves? It's an interesting idea, isn't it?
Buzz, why do you wear a G-string?
Because I want my butt to look good in my dress.
And give us a look.
Yeah.
Yes,
what,
again.
Because on the flip side, as a guy, what don't we understand that you guys go through that's so painful? Because I would say it's few and far between.
Women will never understand the pain of getting hit in the nuts.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
If you get – I had an acorn that was thrown in high school and it hit me in my right nut and the pain has echoed through eternity. There's a split second where you look down and you see it before you feel it and you go, I think that's going to hurt. And then
I've had that pain before. I've got Addy now.
I still think.
Oh no!
Here we go.
I'm just saying, being hit
in the bits is worse than childbirth.
You know what people do? People do with childbirth. They go, "I've had a kid. I'll have another kid."
Yeah.
No one ever goes, "Hit me in the nuts again."
Claire, what do the guys not understand about being a woman?
My boyfriend and I are about to have our first baby, and we found out it's a girl. So
congratulations!
Thank you. So I sat him down and told him that when you wipe a baby, you have to wipe front to back if they're a girl, and he had no idea.
Oh,
that
so
is
you
so
don't
true,
get,
otherwise you get infection.
So you don't get back into front.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm
Did you know, it's even when I, because I had my first baby was a boy, Claire, and even when I had my little girl, I found it weird, and I am a woman because I was so used to wiping around things.
Do you?
There's nothing to get out the way.
Buzzy, do you wipe from, do you go in between the legs or do you go?
Are you talking about right now,
I'm
dressed
trying
as a woman
figure it
or
out.
In normal life?
I need this advice.
Well, what
I would take any advice from these two right now.
What are you trying to say?
We have a different thing in our house. We do something slightly different, Claire. What we do is when any of us in the house, because there's three boys in the house, goes to the loo, we announce it to the rest of the house and we walk out in the backyard and bend over and the other one gets a hose and just sprays it right up us. It's a real
What's
cleansing technique.
To you?
I don't know.
I don't don't like this version of you. Vicky, finish it off for us. What do the guys not understand about being a woman?
They are never, ever going to know what it's like to get home and finally take your bra off after a day.
Oh, isn't it? I can even feel it now.
Is so especially when you're a G cup and you get like the big marks on your shoulders and your back panties. Oh. And it's like flying across the room, you're like, oh.
Vicky, and then they touch the ground, Vicky, and you're like, oh.
It's Carrie and Tommy. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. The moment you have all been waiting for.
I've got goosebumps.
And
butterflies and everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
Cramps.
Buzzy, what have you been given? Because at the moment we still don't know what's going on.
I'm going to be honest. I've been given an audio pack, which is going to tell us exactly what is happening.
Yep. So should we point out that about 6 months ago, we put out to the universe, we said it on air, that we really want to go see the Spice Girls live in London, knowing that our boss wouldn't approve and would say no.
We bought some tickets on the dark web.
Yep.
We don't know where those tickets are.
Yep.
And all we've done is we've secreted it since then. We've said it enough that we hope it comes to fruition.
Yeah. We put it on our vision board.
Yes. Like some losers, we've got a vision board.
And this is the culmination of that.
Yes.
We don't know what the answer is, but it's time to find out.
Here we go.
In a world.
No.
In a Carrie and Tommy radio show planning meeting in November 2018, an idea was hatched when the Spice Girls announced their world tour.
Here's a story from A to Z.
And Carrie Bickmore...
How do we get there? Producer Sonda, how do we get there?
...wanted to go.
Let's ambush our boss.
So that's exactly what they did. And after a few back and forwards with the top dog...
No.
...the big boss, Gemma...
not happening, guys.
...and a few more back and forwards...
Look, I said no the first time. It's just not happening, guys.
We had the all clear to get tickets to the show.
All right, you can do it, but absolutely nothing outrageous.
OMG, how exciting.
Did... Drumroll. ...you get some tickets?
I got us 5 tickets!
Yeah!
Each ticket cost us $660.
Oh.
Oh my God!
Total cost of $3,000.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Fast forward, May 2019. With the Spice Girls ready to tear London a new one with their tour,
we will take you where you gotta go.
It was time to crank things up a notch.
Oh, hey guys, it's Larry Emder from The Morning Show on Channel 7, and I am super pumped for this. I've got my Spice Girls gear ready, and I'm ready to see you in London. You can join Carrie and Tommy and me, Larry Skanky Spice Emder. Spice is right. We'll see you in London.
So now we've got Carrie,
Tommy,
Larry Emder.
Nah, sorry, Larry.
If we're going big and to London town, we need to spice things up even more.
Guess what?
We're going to London to see
Oh, no. We've hit Bickmore in the eye with a confetti cannon. Bickers, are you okay? Can you see that in your eye? It's okay. We know you know where we can get you a new eye? London!
Oh. Actually just took my eye out. Bickmore. I can't open it.
It's okay.
What if I'm blind and I can't see the Spice Girls?
It's fine. They're a music-based performance piece, so it's okay.
Oh, we are a radio show.
It's it's
audio
all right.
Medium.
It's all right.
Oh, wow. Sorry. I'm excited again. Yeah!
Yes!
Okay, so hold on. I need detail. Oh,
yeah.
I really can't see.
So
I need
Spice Girls are playing.
If you want to win, all you have to do is give Carrie one of your eyes, and then we will take you to London.
Okay, who's going?
Yes.
We're
going
to bring as many listeners as we possibly
can.
It's going to be happening Wembley Stadium, the Spice Girls. We are bringing our friends, our listeners, over to London to see the Spice Girls.
And it's going to be summer and it's going to be hot. This is amazing.
What? I'm never going to get out of this costume.
Oh, this is all because of you. You said if we build it, they will come. Have you slipped our boss something on the side? What's happening? How did you get her to agree?
It's very rare that I take credit for things like this, but you are correct. This is all my doing. Great work, Tommy.
Well done. But guys, the Spice Girls in London, Wembley Stadium with Carrie and Tommy and a bunch of our listeners, that is not all that is happening with this trip. We said it's the biggest thing that has ever happened on this station, and we mean that. Coming up next with Husey and Kate, there is another announcement about this trip.
What?
That's all I can say.
Are they bringing Tim and Manic?
Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. We're going to find out with using Kate next. We're going to go in there, jump in with our friends Husey and Kate. And there is another announcement. Stick around after this. We'll jump in with Husey and Kate and we'll find out another huge thing. But we are going to the Spice Girls in London.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
The studio has just got very, very busy indeed. There is a cross-dressing Tommy Little joining us in the studio. Ginger Spice, aka Carrie Bickmore. Husey is dressed as... Mario.
Oh, hang on.
Buzz is in the background. I don't even know what's going on.
Don't reveal
us
yet.
Buzz is a gorgeous baby Spice back there.
I'm trying to get my mustache on.
And Katie Lambrook, you have, you're wearing your novelty mustache again, which is nice.
Correct. Which I've been growing for 9 months, especially this day.
I like the twirl at the end of it. It's really
of course. I'm very Dali, Salvador Dali.
Yes. Are we videoing this?
I feel like you're not stuck.
No, Hughes, there's no video element. This is just for us.
Jack is dressed as Luigi.
Yes.
We just heard on your show the most stunning announcement.
Yes.
About going to see the Spice Girls in England.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Just
taking a bunch of listeners, the trip of an absolute lifetime.
Tommy looks like he's about to go to Eurovision, though.
I think if...
He looks like he's won Eurovision.
Yeah, well, exactly.
I mean, that's a lay down.
We get it. We get it.
Right. I think if this trip works out for us, I'm enjoying this get up so much. A Spice Girls cover band could be the future for our show.
Oh, my God. You don't have to ask me twice.
Yep. Well, Carrie.
Oh, my God.
Carrie, this is your new look.
My new look?
Yeah. Yes, it's hot, isn't
it? I can
it?
Only
it's
see out one eye at the moment because when we did our celebration, our producer shot a cannon of stuff and something landed in my eye.
You know when you speak, you don't speak nicely to your producers? Sometimes they shoot you with a cannon in the eye.
What were you going to say, Katie?
But, well, I believe that that's proper character acting because I believe Ginger Spice probably would have had a few things in her eye.
Oh.
In her, a lot of live stage shows, a lot of T-shirt cannons.
Well, Carrie just squirted a large amount of white fluid into my face, didn't you?
Okay.
Well, she did.
Sure.
The sticky stuff?
The sticky stuff.
Yeah.
It's now all around
in your mouth.
What did?
What is happening here? I put eyelash glue for you to stick your moustache on. I put a bit too much and now you have a mouthful of white glue.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You
now
might not
we've
be able
established
to talk for the rest
of the show. There's some insanity going on. Yes. Let us explain why. We know you're going and taking listeners to the Spice Girls, but what part do Husey and Katie play in all of this?
Start the band.
When Carrie and Tommy join Husey and Kate in Bologna. Yeah.
Bologna, baby!
Are we coming?
I'm going with you guys. I'll be there at the Spice Girls. Then Bologna, you're going to Bologna! With listeners, we're all going to be in Katie's hometown!
Oh, we're coming to your house!
Yes! We're
coming, and not only that, we're going to have a stunning dinner in a villa.
Oh, it's going to be mad.
Carrie, what should we do? Because of the stunningness of the villa and the stunningness of everyone in their get-ups.
We should have a dress-up party.
Dress-up
party. Yes! Oh, I think that was your idea, but sure.
It's going to be mad. So, details are coming, aren't they? They're not here, but details will be coming.
Details will be happening next week. How you can get on this amazing trip.
Oh, my God.
You'll be going to London first.
Guys.
The Spice Girls and off to Italy.
Guys, can I just say, Carrie and Tommy,
yes.
Congratulations on Pester Power.
Yes.
Because you have just persecuted our boss for 9 months until she agreed to make this
I'm not
happen.
Even sure she said yes yet, to be honest. No. I think we're just doing it.
We are maxing the credit card of this great organisation, so let's have some fun.
Thank you for being in Italy, because this is the only reason this is happening.
Yes.
All right, make sure you're listening to those shows for your chance to be off on this amazing trip. We're going to eat some meatballs right now.
Call in now if you want to come.
You're going to take the call, say, Tommy?
No, we're off.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.